If you want to turn to the 140th Psalm, Psalm 140, verse 1, the Bible said, "Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually they are gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into the deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteousness that shall give thanks, or the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, and upright shall dwell in thy presence." I will preach just a little while this evening, if God will be my help, on rescue us, O Lord. Rescue us, O Lord. Now, as David is, as we look at this Psalm of David here, and we see David beginning to speak, and I was sitting in the study yesterday morning, I was thinking to myself, am I better than David? Amen? Now, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. Now, did David ever fail and come short of the glory of God? Yes, he did. Amen? And I asked myself, I said, are you better than David? I said, no, absolutely not. I'm not better than David. Amen. Praise God. But I'm hoping I'm a man after God's own heart. I failed. You failed. We've come short of the glory of God. But praise God. And so did David. But you know what David's desire was? What David longed to do? He longed to finish well. Amen. He longed to finish the course that he was running and to finish it well. He wanted to finish it, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We ought to long and desire to finish the course that we're on with the help of the Lord. Hey, you say, Pastor, I want to do that too. I want to finish well. How do I do that? Amen. You finish well by doing like David did and crying out to the Lord and asking God for help. We need God to rescue us, young, and praise God, like we've never been needed rescuing before. We need to cry out, Lord, rescue us today from the things that we face in the world, amen, which we live. As we see David in his life, David began to call out. He said, deliver me, O Lord. Now he said, deliver me. What was David asking? He said to draw him out. I got to think about that. I just want you to notice just a few words tonight, praise God, that David said from his heart, and we'll just go to the house. Amen. David called out for deliverance. Amen. He wanted God to draw him out. He wanted God to lift him out. He wanted God to bring him out. Amen. I want to tell you, if you need lifting up and you need to come out tonight, praise God, the Lord, I want to tell you, unequivocally, the Lord is the one who can do that for you. The Lord can bring you up. He said if He'd bring you up, He'll bring you out. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise God. He's a delivering God. He will bring you up. He'll bring you out. Now, not only does that word mean to be brought out, praise God, but it means to be prepared. Amen. God will bring you up. He'll bring you out, and He'll prepare you for what you face. God won't leave you out there longing and needing. God will prepare you for everything that you come up against. Amen. Praise God. He said not only would draw you out, and He would prepare you, but He would equip you. Praise God. Hey, listen. David was looking for war. He was looking face to face in war. Amen. I didn't know what exactly was coming at him. But praise God, he was a trust in the Lord. He said, Lord, I won't know where what's coming at me or what's coming my way. I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But God, I know that you're in control. Lord, I know that you're able to do everything exceeding above that I need you to do for me. Praise God, he was calling for deliverance. He was calling to a deliverer. He was calling to God Almighty to reach down to where he was, praise God, and equip him and bring him out. The fight, the adversary that was against him. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Ain't you glad we serve that God? Amen. Praise God. What David was wanting him to do, he was wanting him to move him and deliver him, praise God, from the danger he was in. Amen. I'm telling you, I got to thinking about it. We need God to deliver us, and praise God, from the danger that we're in more than we've ever needed him to deliver us. Amen. They was talking on the news the other day, talking about all this stuff that's coming into the United States of America, how it's just bombarding us, and how this fentanyl's coming in, and it's killing 300,000 people, praise God, every month. 300,000, praise God, of our youngins, of our people, our family, our friends, is dying and going out of here because of that wicked mess. And we need God. We need a deliverer. We need somebody who'll come on this seen and help them see that they's such a better way. Man, he's a better way, and his name's Jesus. He has the hope and the help that we need. Praise God. He has the delivering power, amen, to bring us up, to lift us up, and to bring us out. He has the power to help us, to equip us to fight against the wiles of the devil. I won't say you're no match for the devil. I'm no match for the devil, but Jesus is. Amen. I think I'm just going to get behind him. Amen. Walk with my Savior. Praise God, because he makes the difference. So David said, deliver me, O Lord. Deliver him from who? From the evil man. Amen. From the evil one. You could think of the evil man might be the Antichrist. Antichrist is going to be an evil man. An Antichrist. One that don't believe. Amen. But we see that evil man. That's a bad person. That's a bad one, amen. An adversary, if you will. That evil person, amen. One that leads to calamity in your life, praise God. Those things that come upon you and that brings distress all around. That's what evil does. Evil hardly ever offers you any peace or soundness or hope. Amen. Along with that distress comes the sorrows that it brings with you. Evil always brings sorrow. Amen. Praise God, there's not much rejoicing in evil. Now, praise God, they may rejoice for a time and a season, but praise God, when that season, that time's gone, praise God, there'll be a lot of sorrowing. Amen. But that evil, praise God, brings with it a very essence of wickedness. Amen. Wickedness all around. And he said that evil man, now he's talking about that man, he's talking about a human being. Amen. He's talking about mankind. Amen. We got to be careful who we associate with. Amen. We need to be very vocal about how we stand. You say, preacher, I don't know how we're ever going to separate ourselves from the rest of the world. I tell you how to separate yourself from the world. Just get the bragging on Jesus everywhere you go. Amen. I pray God. You won't have to separate from them. They'll separate from you. Amen. Praise God. You just get to lifting up the name of Jesus. You get the bragging on your Savior everywhere you go. Young people, praise God. What should they do? Just brag on the Lord. Luke, you want to separate yourself from Jesus? Just go to school and brag on him. Amen. Say, I love Lord Jesus, and I'm looking for his coming. You know what they? You know, Luke. You know what they do? They get to wonder what you're talking about. Amen. They get to wonder what you're talking about. What do you mean? Who is this Jesus? What do you mean he's coming? Where's he coming? Is he coming today? Amen. Say, he may very well come today. Said, we need to be ready. We need to be looking up, praise God. Evil man will try to put us down. Evil men will try to dissuade us. But praise God, you get to bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ. You get to lifting up the name of your Savior, praise God. And the evil folks, they'll just dissipate from you just like a vapor. Amen. Amen. They'll be gone in a moment of time. Praise the Lord. But David would go on. He'd say, preserve me from the violent man. David says, listen, he said, Lord, I don't want you to deliver me. Amen. Deliver me from that wicked man, that wicked humanity that I live in, that wicked mankind that I associate with. But he said, I want you to preserve me. Now that word preserve means to guard. It means to protect, amen. That's what God does best. He preserves us and He protects us from the enemy. Amen. Every day of our life He's there to protect us. Protect you and me. To put us in a little hideaway. Take care of us. Put us in the cleft of the rock, praise God. Where He can keep us safe. It means to keep, praise God. And so that it means to keep with observance. Amen. God don't just take you, brother. He'll put you in the cleft of the rock and forget about you. God takes you and puts you in the cleft of the rock and He observes you, praise God, to make sure you're okay in the cleft of the rock. Amen. That's what He does. He preserves us, praise God. He said, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil and preserve me from the violent man. He said, preserve me, Lord, to keep me. Amen. So God has got a preservation plan. God's got a maintenance plan. God's got a preservation maintenance plan. Amen. Praise God. To maintain us in His will. Look at Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 8. The Lord says this. Isaiah 49, verse number 8. Since thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Amen. Ain't you glad God hears you and He helps you? Amen. Praise the Lord. And I will preserve thee, now watch this, and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth and cause to inherit the desolate heritage. Amen. Praise God. The Lord says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to preserve you. David asked for preservation. Amen. He asked for preservation. Not in this world. He asked for preservation in the Lord. Amen. We get preservation, and Lord, he could preserve us in this world. He could give us longevity. He could let us live for 200 years. That would be an awful thing. You say, preacher, that'd be wonderful. You would if we could live in good health. Amen. But you get all these aches and pains, praise God, you get to wanting to get away from them after a while. Amen. Praise God. But if He preserves us, praise God, for His goodness, if He preserves us for Himself, praise God, that's the preservation that we're looking for. That's the preservation that David was looking for. He was asking the Lord to preserve him, to keep him, to guard him, protect him, to uphold him, praise, to hide him, amen, in the preservation of the Lord. Amen. And if He's asking him to do that, then that maintenance program falls in there because it's the maintenance of God's people, because when He preserves us, He maintains us and He keeps us. And it's all for His glory that He can get the glory out of it. Amen. But I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise God. And that's just all in verse number 1. Amen. That's what David was asking for. But he said, preserve me from who? The violent man. Who is that violent man? Know what that word is in Hebrew? We told you back of this. Hamas. Amen. For I counted 46 times, or maybe a little better, in the Word of God. It uses that word Hamas. That word violence, it is Hamas. Amen. It's a word for violence. Amen. It's a word of wrong, praise God. It's a word of cruelty. It's a word of damages. It's a word of injustice. It's a word of violent oppressors. Amen. That's what they are. And David said, listen, they some violent men. He said, preserve me from the violent man. Amen. Now he's not talking about, he was talking about a man in the first part. Now that man was a human being. That man was mankind itself. But here he's talking about a certain man. He's not talking just about mankind, but he's talking about a certain man, a violent man, a wicked man, a cruel man, an unjust man, an unrighteous man. He said, preserve me from those unrighteous in the world. Preserve me from those unjust in the world. Preserve me from those violent of the world. Amen. Amen. Think about it. Think about where we are today, right now. We need help. We ought to be praying this prayer tonight. We ought to be asking God to deliver us from the violent man, from that unjust man, from that terror man, from that cruel man, from that unjust man, the unrighteous man. Amen? Praise God. That one that would be a wrongful accuser. They're accusing now they're accusing the Jews and the Christian of messing up everything. Amen. They want to destroy the Jew, and then they want to destroy me and you. Hello?
Amen.
Amen. They said Saturday first and then Sunday. Those that worship on Saturday first, the Jew, and then those that worship on Sunday, me and you. They said, we'd like to destroy them to the ground. March them off into the ocean. Get rid of them. Eradicate them. Amen. That's those violent men. That's that wickedness. Praise God, is in the world. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. The devil hasn't changed his tactics from the time of David to the time today that we're living in. He's still the same. He's still wanting to destroy and tear down. He wants to annihilate. He wants to get rid of God's people. Rescue us, O Lord. We need your rescuing. We need some help from the Lord today. Praise his holy name. From those rash and ruthless people, praise God, that's trying to infiltrate and take over our lives. Amen. Listen, it's not just these that's coming across the border. Amen. We have homegrown terrorists too. Amen. Who despise the world, despise God and godliness, despise those that would pick up this old King James Bible and carry it under your arm. If they see, they despise and hate you for that. They've even got the banks now. Listen to me. They've even got the banks now that's a watching. If you purchase you a new King James Bible, they put you down as you might be an active terrorist. Amen. Praise God. I guess we are. We spread terror on them when we lift up the name of Jesus and preach. Praise God. Heaven sweet and hell, praise God, full of damnation. Amen. Praise God. But it's for the saving of their souls that we do that. Now look at the workers. He said, in verse number 2, he said, in which imagine mischiefs in their heart. They imagine it continually. Or they gather together for war. Amen. He said they're continuously imagining mischief. Thinking of what they can do next. Amen. To tear up and destroy and tear down. Who does that? The devil. That's what he's always done. Destroy and tear up and tear down. To disrupt. Amen. The accuser of the brethren. That's what the devil does. Amen. David was fighting the same demons of hell that me and you fight every day. And he was asking for help from the Lord. He said, which imagine mischief in their heart. Amen. That seed, that place, the seed of affection. Who was their affection for? It wasn't for the people. It wasn't for God. It was for the devil. The wicked things. He said, they're gathered together for war. Amen. He said, in other words, they're always constantly wanting to stir up war. They're wanting to cause rage and people to be outraged. Amen. Wanting to have people always on the edge and ready to fight. Amen. I'm telling you, we're getting so close to the coming of the Savior, it ain't even funny. Amen. Praise God, it's getting real. It's getting close. Amen. David was living in a time when this was happening. God was overcoming, praise God, with a mighty hand, and he'll do it again. Praise the Lord. He'll do it again, just like he did then. Praise God. He said they have sharpened their tongues. Who's the they? Those are workers of iniquity. Amen. Look around today. If we'll start noticing, you say, well, preacher, somebody told me the other day, I was telling them this. I said, you know, we're not supposed to judge people. I said, no, but we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. Amen. We're supposed to watch each other and be fruit inspectors. And if somebody we love, somebody care about, and that should be everybody in this world, because we don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. We ought to be looking for fruit. Amen. If they ain't got no fruit, to praise God, or if their fruit's rotten, we need to be mindful of them. We be telling them. He said, the workers of iniquity, have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Amen. He said, pause and contemplate on this. Meditate upon this. Think upon this. What do you think about it? What's taking place? What's happening here? As you pause to recollect. Amen. Paul tells us over in Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. In verse number 13, he says this, their throat is an open sepulcher, and their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. I'm glad they're in their ways, not our ways, ain't you? He said, the way of peace, now watch this, and the way of peace they have not known. Verse 18, he said, there is no fear of God. This is why they're in the shape they're in. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Amen. That's why they're so messed up. They're certain why they are so evil. Because they choose to forget God. Amen. He said those, in verse 4, he said, keep, O Lord, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Amen. Now, when he says this word wicked, it's not just wicked, but it's very wicked. He said it's very evil. Amen. There is evil, there's wickedness. Amen. And then there's those that are very wicked. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, what's the difference between being wicked and very wicked? Wicked people is who we used to be. We were lost in sin. We were lost in our sins and our trespass against God, but we repented and we were saved. We were born again by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The very wicked are those who will not hear. Amen. They will not learn righteousness. They will not heed the righteousness of God. They don't want nothing to do with it. They don't even want to hear it. Amen. The world is waxing worse and worse because they don't want to hear from God. God help us, youngest. Please listen to me tonight. Never get to the point that you don't want to hear from God. Never get to the point that you don't want to go to the house of God and listen to the good singing to God, the good preaching of God, Word of God, the good teaching of God. Pray that God will help you at your heart and never get hardened toward the things of God. Amen. Amen. Brother Bill, if we do, we'll be right out there with them. Our hearts is hardened. Their hearts is hardened. They become very evil. Amen. They become very evil. They will not learn righteousness because they will not listen to God. Amen. They will not listen to God. But listen to what he says. He said, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. That's the very evil. Preserve me from the violent man, from Habas. Those that fear, those that are full of iniquity, praise God. Those that are violent and ungodly, cruel, wicked. He said, preserve me from the wicked man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. So they purposed in their heart. Now notice these wicked people, this wickedness, this evil, where it is. David said that these wicked, these very evil, pursue their wicked ways among the righteous. They're right there in the midst of us. They're everywhere you look, there they are. It's hard to get away from them. They're in the midst of us and they're wanting to do wicked things. They want to catch us up. Amen. They want us to be part of it. He said, who have purpose, they have purpose in their heart to overthrow my goings. He said, what they want to do? He said, they want to change my directions. They want to change my steps and the way I'm going. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. This rings bells in my heart. We're headed right down these paths today that David was begging God to deliver them from. His people. Him, praise God, from the wickedness, from these evil, evil people. Amen. But he said, Pastor, how come these people were like that? Because of pride. Amen. Verse number 5 said, the proud. Amen. The proud, the prideful. Amen. You know what? The reason most people won't get saved, most people won't get in church, most people won't worship God, most people won't have a testimony for Christ in public? Because of pride. They're too prideful. Amen? to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ in public. But he said, the proud, those prideful, have hid a snare for me. He said, you know what they do? He said, they set traps to try to entangle you. And cords, they have spread a net by the wayside. So they've set traps, they've spread a net, they've got cords. Said they've spread a net, said they have set gins for me. Selah. Amen. They got the hooks, they've got the snares, they've got the bait. I tell you that, youngins, the devil is baiting us. Amen. He's trying to draw the crowd. He's trying to draw people. He tries to get one that'll come, some poor little old soul, praise God, that don't know no better, to come and take the bait. And then you have five or six more. You know how it is. They run in to help them, and he gets them too. And then they're ensnared in the devil. They're ensnared in those things that are very evil. Amen. We see it up and down this valley. You see, God help. You see it on Facebook. People that were godly people, you thought, that loved the Lord, that were going in the right direction. They've been ensnared to the devil, and they, praise God, they went out and they took the bait, and now their children, their families, their youngs, and running around them, praise God, and the devil's got them all. Amen. Dragging them out into the pit. Amen. We got to be careful. We don't be in square. We need the Lord to rescue us, to give us help, to give us that strength. But the proud, those that are proud, those are caught in pride. They think, you know, I'm strong enough. We're none of us strong enough to overcome the devil, youngins. They ain't none of us strong enough to overcome the devil. Amen. So what does David do? He said, Selah. He said, just stop, meditate, and think about it a minute. Calmly think about what I've just said. Then verse number 6, he says unto the Lord, I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Amen. That's a good place to start, ain't it? Said, hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. So we hear to David as he begins, he continues his prayer of rescue. Amen. He continues his prayer of rescue. And he says this, verse number 6, he said, O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation. He said, that's how I got in. He said, that's how I've stayed where I'm at. He said, that's how I stay on the right path. Because the God of my salvation. He said, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. You know what David's saying right there? I can see him. Praise God. He's not being prideful. He's not being boastful. But what David is saying here in verse number 7, he said, Lord, he said, You've done things for me in the past, and the things that You've done in the past, You can do again today. Amen. He said, You're the same God yesterday and today and forever. He said, I'm putting my faith and the trust in You. Amen. The same God, youngins, that's delivered us in the past is the same God that can deliver us tomorrow. The same God that can bring us out. Amen. For His glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. He said, I remember what You did for me, Lord. Amen. You took care of me. He said, I believe You're going to do it again. But then he prays a strange prayer. Amen. Verse number eight. It's called an imprecatory prayer. Amen. An imprecatory prayer. He calls, and they some 18 to 21 of those in the book of Psalms, where the psalmist has prayed an imprecatory prayer. What they're doing, they're calling down calling down an evil curse upon the people. Amen. He said, well, preacher, that just messed up. No, it's God. Wickedness and evil. And he said, Lord, I can't deal with them. I can't condemn them. Lord, I'm putting them in Your hands. I need You to even destroy them to the ground if that's what it takes. Amen. They won't repent. They're in the midst of the righteous. They won't repent. They won't concede, praise God, to the things of God. He said, Lord, I can't deal with them. I can't do nothing with them no more. I need You to intercede. Amen. He says, grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Amen. He said, don't let them have their way, Lord. Don't let them do the wicked things that they want to do, lest they exalt themselves. He said, what do you think about that? He said, let's calmly consider, let's pause and calmly think upon that. What they're trying to do, Lord, to our families and our friends and our loved ones. Amen. He said, as for the head of those that compass me about. Now listen to what he says. The imprecatory prayer, he says, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Amen. He said, what they propose to do to us, let it be done to them. Amen. What they propose to do, doesn't the golden rule say, do unto others as you'd have them to do unto you? Amen. David was giving them a little taste of the golden rule. Amen. Praise God. So do unto them, Lord, what they want to do to us. Deal with them in the same manner. Listen to what he says. Verse number 10, he said, let burning coals fall upon them, and let them be cast into the fire, into the deep pits, that they rise not up again. Amen. You say, preacher, that's pretty harsh. Praise God. Listen, sometimes it takes harsh dealings to get to people's hearts. Amen. It takes harsh dealings to get to become heart dealings. Amen. Some of the best love there is hard love. Amen. You can't keep patting and pacifying those that are living in sin. Sometimes you just got to pull back. Sometimes you got to go where they are and say, this is wrong. Amen. This is wrong. God says it's wrong. And if God says it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. He said, he goes on in verse 11, and listen to what he says. He's let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. He said, evil shall hunt the violent man, Hamas, to overthrow him. In other words, what he's saying is let the calamity that they're trying to bring upon others fall upon them. Upon their ways. Amen. Say, what will it do, Pastor? It'll get their attention. Amen. It'll get their attention. It'll bring them to a point that they'll need salvation. They'll realize they need salvation. Praise God. You know, that's what Balak wanted Balaam to do. Amen. Balak called Balaam and he said, hey, come over here. The king of Moab said, come over here and curse me, this people of Israel. Amen. So Balaam loaded up to go and he started and God stopped him. Of course, you know the story of the ass, the dumb ass. Saw the angel with the sword three times and stopped and turned away. Yes, he would have been killed. And Balaam got off and smote him. And the dumb ass spoke with the voice of man and said, why you smite me? Amen. He said, he didn't realize he had saved his life three times. And then God told Balaam, he said, you go ahead. You go ahead and go. But he said, you just tell Balak just exactly what I tell you and nothing else. Amen. You go over and you tell him the truth and nothing else. Praise the Lord. And he know the story. He went over there and Balak got him up there and took him up and offered sacrifice. And he told him, he said, I can't curse Israel. Amen. Went to the next place, he said, I can't curse Israel. And he went to the third place, he said, I can't curse Israel. God said, I'll bless them. And now he said, neither bless them nor curse them. Well, Balak, and he said, I can't curse Israel. He said, they've done nothing to be cursed for. Praise be to God. God said, my mercy and grace is new every day. Praise his holy name. Mercy and grace is due every day. David said, so pray this prayer that God would get a hold of their hearts and turn them about. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will answer. You think God will answer David's prayer? Sure he will. Look what he says in verse number 12. He said, I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Amen. David said, you know what? I know God will hear and answer prayer. I believe he'll hear and answer for believing children of God. Amen. God will hear and answer our prayers. For those who believe, praise his holy name. God will hear and answer David's prayer. God will hear and answer our prayers to those that believe. Amen. When we cry out and we say, rescue us, Lord. Oh, Lord God. God will hear. We need rescuing today. We need to touch a God upon our lives. We need to touch a God upon our homes, our churches, and our families. We're living in the midst of a great falling away, young'uns. Churches are emptying out all over this country. Little small churches, praise God, that don't have nobody left. Nobody's left to carry on. To pick up this old blackback Bible and say, thus said the Lord. Amen. If the Lord tires his comment, Luke, you got to come up and you got to help us, buddy. Luke says, why do you always preach at me, preacher? Because you're here. Amen. I love you, buddy. But you do. You're going to have to come up and you're going to have to help us. Because Papa's going to be gone one day. Daddy's going to be gone one day. Preacher's going to be gone one day. Who's going to keep going? Who's going to tell people about Jesus? Who's going to share with them that Jesus loves them and they don't have to go to hell? Who's going to tell them? We got to have somebody. We need rescuing. Rescue us, oh Lord. I pray God use Luke to rescue us. Amen. Said, you put more on him than he can bear. No, I ain't. He's nothing impossible, praise God, to our young men and women with God on them. Praise the Lord. You say, what's the end result? Look at verse 13. Here's the end result. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, and the upright shall dwell in thy presence. So in other words, David said, you know what? God's going to deliver again. He's going to hear and he's going to answer prayer and he's going to deliver us for his glory. He said, then, now watch this and I'm done. He said, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. He said, those that are upright, those that are saved, those that love God Almighty and looking for His appearing, He said, they will dwell before His face. Amen. Praise the Lord. David prayed. He prayed believing. Amen. Praise God. He was looking for something that was going to happen in the future and praying for it as if it had already happened today. Amen. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. For what? For what he's done. What? Because hearing an ancient prayers. And said, the upright shall dwell in thy presence, in the presence of the Lord before his face. I mean, I don't know what you about you, but that's exciting. Amen. Amen. And like the psalmist, all we can do is like old David said, rescue us, O Lord. Rescue us. Save us. Bring us out. Call us unto yourself. Help us get close. Close looking for that glorious day you're appearing. Amen. Bless His holy name. I'm so glad, praise God, I know Him. And I know that He knows me. And that one day in a little while, praise God, I'll see Him face to face. Glory. Hallelujah. And I'll have that body. I'll be able to stand it. Amen. Glory. And I'm gonna take me a running spell, praise God. Shout, I can just imagine. After I get done praising Him at His feet for about 1,000 years. Amen, glory. What a Savior, what a Lord.